It's new. Channel 1, right? Now, I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This was the morning, 2nd of June, 1971. Channel 1, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This 2nd of June. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of June, 1971. It's Channel 1, right? June, 1971. Channel 2, right? And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 2nd of June, 1971.
Get your glass. Give us a little something to
thank you.
Get us started, Daisy. I don't believe I ever saw such long boards as those.
Well, when they sold them, they're making big, long houses. And that's why they like that. Them things is old.
I wonder. That'd be some tree, wouldn't it?
It would.
And no telling how long Charlie James had had them.
No. Well, I just wonder. Well, I reckon White took care of all of his old stuff he had there. Some of his furniture in that house. Hey, that house was full of furniture. Stoves and beds and dressers and chairs and whatnot. Just furnished house. And see, Belle, she was dead good before Charlie died. But he didn't move nothing. He let it all stay there. If somebody come to stay with him, they'd have to stay somewhere else, not where her things was. Her clothes, the last I heard it, her clothes was still hanging up in her closet. I don't know, morning, tomorrow. I asked someone, I said, well, what is he going to do with? They didn't know, but nobody could move. You know, he married after Belle died. But he married another Belle.
Oh.
So they didn't stay together too long.
Oh, didn't they?
No. Because, you see, now just like your things is now, if somebody was to come in here after you leave, they're going to rearrange it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They're going to rearrange it. Well, he wouldn't stand for it. Well, she had to have somewhere to hang her clothes. She didn't want them all packed up. But don't move nary piece. I told him she didn't have a business man.
He didn't have no business, man.
That's right.
Well, now, somehow that don't sound like Charlie James. He was right, enterprising man, wasn't he, Miss Daisy?
He was. Tell you know it. You all right. Me and him got along all right. But he was kind of funny, but that's the way he was made, you see.
Well, he was, just to see him and all, you'd think, well,
in
he got
in the church and all, everything. Why not? you take a heap of folks. You just look at them, you just think it's all right, but deal with them a little bit. Wisdom. Have some kind of business with them. Something.
Yeah.
It's old saying, a true one. You have to deal with me to know me.
Yeah.
Then try me and find me out. I watched that. I said, I've seen folks, and I just thought, sure, they was just all right. But when I began to deal with them and fool around with my side, they're altogether different.
Yeah.
You take plenty of folks, you see them out there, they're just real nice. But following him home, you see how he's there.
Yeah. Well, now, Charlie James, I don't see how he could have been very curious, Miss Daisy. Hmm? He didn't have much chance to be.
What? He lived to be an old man.
But I mean, way back there when he was in his prime, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
When he looked at a prize.
To tell me, folks that know him, they said when he was in his prime, he was in it. Mm-hmm. He was a man kind of like this. Now, him and Lloyd couldn't go nowhere together. Course, he's too much like him. He thought what he said was the right thing, and that's what ought to have been done, and so did Lloyd, so their spirit couldn't mix.
Is that right? You mean Charlie James?
Charlie James, Lloyd's spirit, they didn't mix.
Well, I picked Charlie James, you know. Anything that you interested you suited him.
Mm-mm. No, it didn't. He wasn't like that. If it interested him, it suited him, and he was happy with it like that, whether you liked it or not.
Mm-hmm.
He said it, and that's what it was. Like I went down there yesterday to see them folks carrying me. Carrie's still plumb up. She just ain't no good. She can't walk a step.
Yeah.
She can't get out of bed unless somebody help her. And I think they get along kind of slow. Cylinder plays. Anna told me yesterday that hadn't been nobody there to look at. She had heard a time or two of different people was interested in it, but there wasn't enough interest in it to come to see her about it. She said, well, I know what I'll do if I can't sell it. I'll lock up the house and go on to Georgia. So it don't make sense for us to be out there. Nobody to visit us, nobody come around to help. So I had a letter from Hattie, and she told me as soon as I was ready, she had everything ready. She had a man ready to come pick us up. I said, yeah. But I don't see no sense in moving. I don't care where you go. It'll be a little different. But it's one thing about it. As far as I know, folks ain't got time to wait on you now. Folks that's got a job, they got to work. So I feel like y'all do like other folks do. When the family, one of them gets sick or something, they put in the hospital. Where she can be looked after. My gracious, it's not enough folks out here to take care who in Kevin? Of course, everybody wakes, just the body, I guess. Well, they go to work early, and they come in late.
Yes.
Sometimes, so.
And they gotta work.
They got to work.
They gotta make them, pay them bills.
They got to work, to eat, they got to work, to pay their bills.
This thing, you know, that hadn't been going on long.
What?
You can remember when not many people had to work. They stayed around the house.
Oh, yeah. But I always had to work. When I was able, I had to work. And I enjoy working.
Yeah.
I like to work.
Well, now, you take when you first knew all these people around here, they all worked a little, but they didn't work steady, Miss Daisy.
No. Well, most of the folks around here, they worked on the farm.
Yeah.
Then.
But that wasn't steady work.
That's right. Well, you see, when the farm come to a close, what? Didn't have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most whenever it got ready.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, they had more time then.
They had more
to
time.
To visit.
Yeah.
But now, you got to be to your job at a certain time. You got to go to Gainesville to get on.
Yeah.
You know, everybody out here and beyond here, they works in Gainesville somewhere.
When we were talking about Charlie James. Now, you see, when you first knew him, he worked, yeah. But look how much of the time he farmed, but he lay his crops by.
Mm-hmm.
And there just wasn't nothing to do all the time.
No, sir. Wasn't nothing to
and
do.
He could go to church, and he didn't have to hurry home.
No, he didn't. Nobody didn't then.
No.
But that day is past and gone.
But now if he wanted to sit around and talk with Lloyd about some of these other people.
Mm-hmm. He had plenty of time to do it.
Yeah. And they did, didn't they?
They did.
Yes,
sir. Well, I like to think about those times. I like to think about them.
I love to think about them old days. A bunch of us get in the field together and we have a good time. You know, you hear folks now say, oh, the days is so long, the days is too long to work out there in that sun. I said, ain't no long to work. I said, if you don't think about the day so much, more than you do your job, I said, day won't seem so long. I said, but you're just looking for sundown or looking for 12 o'clock and forgot about what you're doing.
Yeah.
I said, sure, it's going to be long.
Now, you remember, you see, Uncle Gil used to be all over this country, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
With that old mule.
Yes. And you could hear him. He could be flying up here the other side of Mr. Rob Woods, and you could hear him down here. Just as plain, you could hear him cussing that old mule and going on. But he can't do it now.
Yeah, but he got it. He did it then, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's right. He was to the house Sunday evening. Stayed there a good while. That's the first time he'd been there, and I don't know when.
Yeah.
He sat there and talked with them a long time. But he said he can't get about now like he used to.
Yeah.
So I asked him, how was Adam? Yeah, he said, well, he's doing very well, said he, up and around. Said some days he get out the door, said, but he can't stay long.
Yeah.
He don't think. He said he thought he was doing well. He said, I'm in my 90s, and I can take a hoe and do a lots of work in a day.
Oh, he say that?
Yeah.
in his 90s.
Yes, sir. In his 90s. He's done come out of 89. He said, that puts me over in 90. And I said, well, I wouldn't have thought who. He said, well, it's so.
Yeah. Now, I've seen him up there in that field. Right smart, Mrs. Davis. Right smart. Up there in that field where he worked.
Mm-hmm. He's farming out there now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't come around as much as he did.
No, he said he can work pretty good. But he can't take long walks like he used.
Well, now, when he was talking to that mule in them days, he didn't stop and have much to say to you people, did he?
No. He got his work on his mind or whatever he was going to do. He was going on there to that. Speak nicely. He said, I've had so many hard falls. He said, I feel like I'm lucky. I said, yes, sir. I said, you know. You fell off the house that time. I said, you had a bad time that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think they finally got him to stop trying to cobble and climb up on high buildings. He had time, but that fall, it stopped him.
Yeah.
He stayed in the house still a good while. Wasn't you here then?
I don't remember it, Miss Jane. Mm-hmm.
Fell off the top of a house?
Yes, sir. He's building a house somewhere, fixing a house or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Something happened to the ladder. It didn't break, but anyway, pulled him off. Bruised him up pretty good. Don't think it broke nothing, but sure bruised him.
Scared him.
But he is smart. Old man Gill is a smart man.
Yeah.
He's old. Nice. He's still farming.
Yeah.
He still can grow enough stuff and sell it to take care of him and his wife.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He grew it. Zeb delivered it for him.
Oh. Now, he's smart in those, he's smart in his books, too.
Yeah.
Everybody may not look at it the way he does, but he's,
mm-hmm.
he's pretty smart.
Yeah.
You think he puts more time on his books than most people, Miss Davis?
Well, I don't know. I think, like you... I think he had time to study, and then he laid them books aside, and he'd go away.
Yeah.
Away. But he don't put all his time in them books.
Well, you know, that's what Miss Patterson did in her, when I knew her over there. She'd sit over there in that corner in that big chair, and she'd have books on both sides of her.
Mm-hmm.
She just had so many books, and she said she looked forward to that all her life, having a chance to read them books without in peace.
That's right.
But she didn't have much peace, because pretty soon the children started coming in on her and all. And she just had to read when she could.
Well, who lived in her house?
I don't know. I do not know. When first you ever knew Lloyd?
After I moved out here. Well, you know, I knew Lloyd a long time. Long time. I wasn't here long before I met him. Now, his wife, I knew him before they married.
Yeah.
And they got grown children. I think all the children grown.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, Lloyd was he's pretty enterprising too, when you first knew him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't farm.
Mm-mm. Well, I don't know what he was doing when I first knew him.
But he was grown.
Who?
Lloyd.
Yes, ma'am, he was grown.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl come down here, his wife, with her aunt. You see, that's Dora's niece, Lloyd's wife, yes. So she come down here with Dora. And they wasn't here too long before her and him got married.
Well, now, is, who's the vegetable man over there? Is he Lloyd's brother?
Who? Is who his brother?
The vegetable man over there.
Zeb and...
Zeb, yeah. Uh-huh. They brothers?
They brothers.
Is that all it is?
I don't know. I think that's all the brothers. I don't think Ludie is a brother, Tom. I think Ludie is Lloyd's uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lloyd is Ludie's uncle.
Yeah.
That's his sister's son.
Well, now, Zeb, has he always done what he's doing now?
Zeb? Well, he used to have a little farm of his own, and he would wake up sometimes. But, he has a little something now, not much. But I don't think his gets a chance to grow like it should for him taking care of the folks and neglecting it away.
Yeah. Well, now, I never see Zeb. It's just like he don't live around here.
Come on, Zeb. Well, you see, he's gone all the day.
Yeah.
He get up early in the morning and get on the road. Going somewhere here. I don't guess he gets back home. Whole about night.
Yeah.
Yep. Ain't nobody looking for him at night.
Yeah. Well, Zeb, you know, it's almost like he didn't, all he does is work. You never see him anywhere else.
Never seen him before. Never did. And him and his wife was, when his wife was living. You see him at church, and you see him at home.
Yeah.
Well, he's always busy doing something home.
Oh.
Well, they go to the little farm and they work. She was right with him.
Oh.
You see, she, whatever he was doing, she was right there ahead.
Oh.
Whatever she was doing at the house, Zebby was right there ahead.
Oh.
If it was cleaning house, he was right there to do his shit. If she were washing, that's where the children got it. He was right there to help.
Is that right?
That's right.
So he didn't have any time for all this business out in the community.
But he took his family and took care of his home.
Yeah, made money.
And took care of his wife. And so she didn't have all that housework to do by herself.
Yeah.
He was right there. House cleaning days, Zeb was home. He wasn't holding nothing from nobody till he got through.
Oh.
Wash days, he was home till they got through. They got all them clothes on the line. Then he go.
Never heard of that. Heard of that.
That's right.
That's new.
Well, that's the way it was. With that family, when his wife died, he took care of his children till they all grown.
Yeah.
He never let his children. I used to ask him, I asked him once before. I said, Zeb, you ain't gotten married yet? He said, no, ma'am. He said, I don't think that's going to happen soon. He said, I know it won't, as long as I got my children to see it, because I'm not going to neglect my children, and I wouldn't want to neglect my wife. I said, but Miss Daisy, you know you can't get along with everybody. I said, that's for you, for sure. He said, when the children grows up, get out, I might marry. He ain't married yet.
And you still don't see him around.
That's right.
Well, now, how come him and Lloyd are so different?
I couldn't tell you to save my life. But in actions, they don't seem like they're no kin. And they're not future. Like George and Zeb don't favor to me.
Zeb just moves right along, don't he?
Mm-hmm. But I often wonder. I pass Zeb's house and look at it, and often wonder why he fix it up.
Yeah.
Then I said, I guess he says good enough for me. And he ain't nobody there now but him. Off and on.
Oh.
Children's all gone. All these children is married but one. She don't stay there.
Yeah.
She goes and comes.
I don't know any of his children.
You don't know none of his children?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just like he didn't live in the community, Miss Daisy. I wouldn't hardly recognize him.
Wouldn't recognize him?
I don't see him enough, you know.
I don't think I'd know Zeb if I saw him.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't see him much. I know him when I seen him, but it's because I knowed him so long ago.
Yeah.
He don't visit much. If he visits anybody, I don't know. He do his work, he go to church, then he go home.
When he go to church, he don't say nothing, Miss Daisy?
No, he listens.
Yeah.
He don't. He's not into the business.
Yeah. He leaves that up to Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Lloyd and Raya.
Yeah. Now,
Nettie. Mm-hmm. Some of them. It's three or four of them that takes care of.
Does Nettie help him take care of the business?
Oh, yes. She's one right hand man. As you can say, it's better than to start in the money.
Oh, really? Well, she handles the money, you know, down at that pressing club.
Yeah, that's
you pay her. Well, you can pay him too, but
mm-hmm.
She generally, when I go in there, she generally is the one that waits on me.
Oh, yeah, she works. She sews a lot.
Yeah. I just can't picture Mr. Lloyd the way he used to be. Now, when you first noted him, he wasn't interested in all this business dealings and all.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't driving no bus. He wasn't. Well, I tell you the truth, I just don't know what he done. Because he was over here and I was over there and I stayed over there and he stayed over here. I'd seen that church.
He carpentered and things like that.
Yes, he did. Yes, I remember he used to carpenter. But he don't no more.
He didn't farm, did
he? He don't carpenter, he don't farm.
Yeah. He never did farm.
No. as I tell you, somebody said it, Lloyd said that he would buy Allenham's place down there. But said he said he'd have to talk with the girls first and see what they said about it. I said, he got to talk with them, talk them into buying it, and he bought it. I said, just like this out here. I said, they bought that. I said, but they can't use it like the woman. They have to use it like he said. You see, when they bought it, they tell me, they wanted to put some houses out there. In case if they needed a house or something years to come, why, they'd have a place to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'd have them a house. I don't know. They didn't thought they ought to put no house up there. And they didn't do it. And they is so obedient to him. Whatever he says today, why, that's what done. But it's not so with them boys.
Oh.
Them boys are telling this dream. I ain't gonna lose on you.
Oh, his own boys.
Yeah, they men.
Yeah, they're big
deal. Yeah, I think they should tell him. If they're gonna ever tell him anything right and truly what I mean, is now is the time. No, he wants them to farm it. You see, his boy, one of his boys, he teaches school, and I don't know just what the other boy, the oldest boy, do. I don't even know where he is. But he ain't here. He's somewhere with him. But said this and him told him he wasn't going to, he wasn't going to farm. So I got me a job enough to take care of me, and I'm going to keep it. You see, he teaches school. This boy was here.
Yeah.
He teaches school. I don't blame him.
He don't have too much time to farm as he teaches school.
No, I don't blame him.
I thought Lloyd's boys was all preachers.
No, this one was here called to be a preacher.
Yeah.
But it seemed to me like somebody said his older boy was taking doctor's training.
Oh, really?
He wanted to be a doctor. But I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
You see, two of his girls is school teachers, and one of his boys.
Mm-hmm. And one of the girls is a nurse.
Yeah, one of the girls is a nurse. His oldest girl, she's a nurse.
Yeah.
At the Lodgeway General. She's been there a long time.
Yeah. Well, now, is this boy that's called to be a preacher, and he's the youngest one?
He's the youngest boy.
Robert?
Mm-hmm. He's the youngest
boy. I heard him preach.
He talked good.
Oh, he did talk good.
Yes, sir. He talked good. I seen him preach. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
But now he's not going to preach for a living, is he?
No. He ain't going to depend on preaching, I don't think, for his living.
No.
Of course, he got him another job.
Yeah.
He got a job teaching school. Well, that'll last on if they don't.
I don't believe anybody much now depends on preaching for a living.
No, a few lazy ones do. On the outside of the line, you take this man preach down there.
Uh-huh.
He don't depend on that church where he living.
No.
No, he farms. He raise sweet potatoes, sugar cane, make syrup. I don't know. He's just a farmer.
He does a little of everything. Mm-hmm. And he builds houses?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Carpenter.
Is that always been so?
What?
that the preachers didn't depend on preaching for a living?
Well, I guess it have been. So, I know way back there when I joined, just the preachers work just like anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, he had his farm and raised his living at home. He didn't depend on the church.
They might have paid him a little bit, but not enough to...
Oh, yeah, they paid him a little bit, so...
Yeah.
Nothing like to give them now. And every year, they have to raise the salary. And then, they'll say, I don't know about this man here, but I know about mine. I talk to him. Everything else going up. And I think that... Preachers ought to have a raise.
He said that?
That's what he said. I said, well, I ain't never seen nowhere in the Bible where there's no price on the gospel.
Yeah.
I said, all I see where Christ missing. I told him to go into all of the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Whatever they give you to eat that.
What's
to give, drink that. I said, the orders there from the Bible don't even care a grip. Don't care no coat.
Yeah.
He looked at me so funny.
Yeah.
I said, but now, they got to pay him and feed him. Them, but they don't feed this man. No, sir. After service, he goes straight home for his lunch.
Yeah.
And when he eats, he's back here time enough for service at night.
That's the Methodist.
Mm-hmm. So he told him, don't make no arrangement for feeding him. That's when they sent him there. Don't make no arrangement for feeding him. I'll go home. And so I think it's a riot. He knows everything. So that seemed like a long drive. So he said, no, it's not a long drive. So I have... Work 70 miles from home, but I'd go home for lunch. Say, my wife, she knows me. She knows better how to prepare for me than anybody that understands me to say that you all couldn't take care of me. Say, but I don't want you to do it.
Yeah.
As long as I can take care of myself.
Well, now, I used to go there right often. And I remember several of you come over here and he'd done something. I tried to get him to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he always put it off.
Uh-huh. No.
He had something else to do that day.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. I tell him he's one out of all I know that do it.
That's right.
He's one out of all I know.
And I asked Mr. Lloyd, I said, Mr. Lloyd, I'd like the preacher to come over and eat something. I don't know what we left him talk. And he didn't say anything. He didn't tell me any better.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He don't have much to say. When he get through with his business, he get through preaching, and everything, he get in his car and go home before you get a chance to build your conversation. The time you get back, it's about time for him to preach. He can around and talk a little bit, but he don't have much time.
You like his preaching?
Yes, I like to hear him preach.
I do too. I remember Miss Liza's funeral when he preached that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was one of the nicest ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Raya, you can remember Raya way back there, too.
Oh, before he was grown.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew him when he was young.
Yes, I knew him when he was a boy.
Yeah.
A long time before he was a man. And then he cried.
Well, now, when did he get to be so important, Miss Daisy?
Who? Rye? And I know that he was. And I tell him, I said, I just don't understand. Ryan, now, I say, he's growed out of my remembrance. Get up here, such a big man, and know so much. And I said, where did he learn it at? He didn't go to school that much.
Well, you know, I noticed that, Miss Daisy, the fellas I grew up with, some of them are so important, I can't even hardly say the past time of day with them.
That's right. That's right. You see, and then, Riot, they say, they use the word, practice what you preach. Well, Riot don't do that. He preached one thing, practiced another.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty good at preaching now. He can preach it, can't he?
Yeah. Oh, and he just knows. And I don't care how wrong he is, Mr. Miles. You must believe him to get along with him.
Yeah.
You have to believe what he says. Oh, he don't make no mistakes.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Now, how far back does that go, Miss Daisy, where he...
Since,
He speaks so well and preaches so
well. Well, it's back a good piece. Most of him, after he married.
Oh.
You see, his wife, she used to teach him just like she would any other student. So she learned him a whole lot of that he knew. His wife. And I guess if he had appreciated it or had done like that order, he would have known lots more. But he,
you mean she taught him out of the books?
Yes, sir, out the books. He ain't been to school so much, Mr. Martin.
Yeah.
The more she learned, his wife taught it to him, so they tell me.
Yeah.
And the reason they were telling me that, I said, well, I don't see how now you got to be so important and know so much and nobody know nothing but him. He said, he don't know nothing but what Nancy taught him. I say, his wife? They said, yeah.
And she's right smart.
Say, his wife's smart?
Yes,
sir. Yes, she's smart. His wife's smart.
Well,
she's a school teacher, too.
How'd she get her? How'd he get her?
How did he get her? Well, I tell you the truth, I don't know. And I know anything he has. I don't know how he got her. Oh,
come?
How in the world he get out to a good, nice woman like that?
Yeah.
Oh, and Mr. Gill, he was real proud of her.
Yeah. Where'd she come from?
Gainesville. She lived in Gainesville. She got a home up there in Gainesville. And I think her father is still living. He was. So that's not, you see, he's a good liver. I don't know what kind of work he do. And I don't think he got but this one daughter. So he educated her for truth. She was small. So then she married Ryan. Well, she don't like town. If she did, she would have went to Gainesville after they married, but she didn't want to live in Gainesville.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
She wanted to live in the country. So her and her daddy put up their house over there for her.
Oh, really?
That's right. And fixed it just like she wanted it. I'm talking about they furnished the money. I ring Ryan Monroe and them built it. I don't know who built it, but the money come from Nancy and her dad.
Is that the house next to Uncle Gil's?
The Ryan's house?
Uh-huh.
You know where Ryan's house?
Do I? I don't know.
That's up the hill.
Oh, yeah.
It's next to Miss Patterson.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
And you see that old big two-story house up there. You see, it went with the place. Who used to own that place, Mr. Mike?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know about that two-story house either.
I believe the man was named Robertson. He was white.
Never heard of him.
So that's who Ryan bought that place from.
Oh.
And he bought it. Adam was with these white folks. And he told Ryan, he said it to him, if he promised him he'd let Adam stay there as long as he lived.
Oh, really?
He didn't want that house tore down, that little house with Adam. So Ryan told him, welcome. So Adam been there. Adam been in that little house a long time.
Yeah.
But this man, I believe it was a Robertson. But anyway, he was kind of old. And he began to lose his mind. He didn't have a good mind. I don't know what they done with him, but I don't know where they put him in a hospital and he died. They must have did, because I didn't hear nothing about old folks' homes and things like that
then.
So they must have put him in a hospital. Well, so after he died, well, his wife, she didn't want the place after he got sold. So they sold it to the Gills.
Now, Adam's been in this community a long time then, hadn't he?
Yes, when I come here, he was here. I don't know how long he had been here when I come here.
Yeah.
And I come here in 23.
Always like, about like he is now?
No. Adam used to move. He used to get around. But that arm was kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just like that. It wasn't that big. It just grew. And I just thought he ought to have that off.
Yeah. But he could really move?
Yeah, Adam farmed and got around and done anything he wanted.
Farm for himself?
Farm for himself.
Now, I don't know, what sort of family does Adam have?
Who? Adam have? Well, I don't know what kind of family he has. I never hear of nobody but just him and his wife.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, the woman he had here, they say that was his second wife.
Oh.
His first wife. And all his children is still in Carolina.
Oh.
That's where he come from when he come here. Well, he left his family up there and brought this woman here as his wife.
Yeah.
Him and his wife had separated.
Yeah.
His children been down here. They come down here often to see about him.
Oh, really?
They was here not too long ago to see him. Well, since his health got to getting bad, they want him to come home. They want him to come up there where they could wait on him and see after him. But he won't go.
He won't go?
No, he won't go.
Well,
so that keeps them coming here back and forth to see about him.
So who takes care of him here? How does he take care of himself here?
Now, one time, Mr. Ma, that told me he had the welfare put a woman there to help him, and they cook and clean up his house and things like that. So I don't know. Bessa told me, I don't know where this guy's from. Adam got up one day, last week, a week or last month, and tried to sweep up his house. He wanted to get it clean before this woman come. So somehow turned me fair. When the woman got there, he laying down on the floor. But you see, this woman's husband brings her down there. And he come, pick her up. He bring her early in the morning to say, well, about 7 o'clock, he come back and pick her up. But this morning, he said when she come and find him laying on the floor, and they got him up, the broom was laying down there fine. They got him up. I don't know where to put him in the bed or put him back in the chest, but they got him up off the floor, they said. And said, this woman told him, said, well, I won't come no more. She didn't get you somebody. Said, now you know I was coming. And to clean up for you, and said, you didn't have no business trying to sweep. Said, I want it swept before you swept it. I said, I don't blame you. I said, I left too. I said, I'd go by there and ask him how he's feeling. That's all.
Well,
that's just meanness. He knew he wasn't able to sweep up that house.
Well, what sort of thinking is that, Miss Daisy?
What? What kind of thinking?
Yeah.
Man.
What kind of thinking was that?
What Adam was doing?
Yeah.
And nothing but devil meant. That's all. That's pure mean.
Well, that's the way people get when they get cranky, don't they?
That's right. When they get to where they can't do nothing,
yeah,
then they'll try to do everything.
Yeah.
Well, that just makes it hard on the one that's trying to take care of them. And they don't care.
Well, Adam's always been easy to please, hasn't he?
So far as I know.
The other thing, he just go along with you.
So far as I know.
If he's working for you, he'd do it the way you want it done.
Just that him and Mr. Gill has it sometimes. That's just two of a kind.
Oh, really?
They, you know, they try to form together. They try to have their little patch together. Mr. Gill, work it. Well, if Adam is horny or climbing or doing something, well, Mr. Gill don't want it like that.
Yeah.
Now and then one of them can't fly. And who is he? And Clyde said he has a pine with him. With his daddy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said he got the spout out of his thighs. Mm-hmm. Well, I want it like that. I want that date throwed over here. I want the date somewhere. Clyde said he tries to put it there.
Yeah.
Just as quick as he can so he can get away from there. We're having some pretty days.
Oh, man. It'll be pretty as long as it's dry, won't it?
Yeah.
And these mimosas will be so pretty and they'll smell so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. High price we pay for them, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, high price.
Yes, sir.
Everything's awful bunny. That must be a smoke sound that way.
Oh, that burning goes on.
And it's too dry to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it's way yonder too dry to burn. So, let me get up, I'm getting stiff.
Yes, sir.
Well,
Guy goes out there and looks at those big old boards and says, well, Charlie James's board's holding up my shed. Yeah?
Beth Daisy got on a pretty apron this morning.
Yes, sir, I haven't seen this. Now, this is a purple check. What is it? What you got on this morning, Miss Daisy?
I don't know. Gingham's, I think.
Is that a gingham? Yes, sir, that's a purple check gingham. And what you got on the pocket?
Got
what?
Different things on the pocket.
Guys, got watermelons.
What do you know?
Lemons.
What do you know?
Butterfly.
Where them pockets come from, I said.
Well, they was on it when I got the dress.
Oh, they was?
Yes.
And the collar is like the pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not an apron tray, that's a dress.
No, so, Miss Daisy, you don't have an apron on this morning.
No.
Well,
that's wrong. The dress is too short to put an apron around it. And that'll make it shorter. So I didn't put on no apron.
That's the first time I ever saw Miss Daisy without an apron.
You don't see me without a month.
Well, I didn't know you was dressed if you didn't have an apron on.
Patterson. Seen Patterson?
Did they? No, I seen him yesterday evening when he come. But I haven't seen him today.
He didn't stop and pass the time of day?
No, he just stopped and pick up the girl and go on.
Well, now, the other day when he talked to Granddaddy, that was a nice visit.
Yes, it was. Well, he was through with his work then. He was coming somewhere with his tractor.
Yeah.
And he stopped and talked a good while.
But he didn't get off the tractor?
No, ma'am.
And the tractor was running?
That's right.
So you had to hear over that tractor?
That's right. You can ask him, well, you better come in. The boy has a feeling, no, I've got to go. I've got to keep moving.
You know, I work with people. They get the tractor going, they never cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
It just runs all the time. And if they're talking, it don't seem to bother them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hardly hear with the tractor going, Miss Daisy.
Me neither.
Now, he had the tractor running, and you had to talk all the way from the porch to the road.
To the road. But I didn't talk long. I listened there talking to Ben. So, well, Ben can hear you if he can. If he can't, he don't.
Yeah.
I understand.
Now, he was telling Ben about that tractor, wasn't he?
That tractor and Body's cars.
Body's cars. What did he say about his cars?
Well, he said he had bought so many cars. He said, I bought this tractor, something else he done, and nobody didn't give me a dime on it. I worked for it. I thought to myself, I'm not going to finish buying nothing for you. If they're going to buy something, they buy it for themselves.
I guess he's thinking about the welfare and things like that.
I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't try to find her.
Yeah. Just went along with him.
Mm-hmm. Now this here is going to be paying attention.
Isaiah still gardening?
Isaiah did what?
Is he still gardening?
Oh, yes. Yeah, walk down the lane and look at it, Mr. Moss.
I don't know why I don't.
It's pretty. It's just as green as it can be.
Oh.
And I think his peas is blooming.
Where do they get the water?
I don't know where to get it. And he got some nice tomatoes, but he's picking them green. I don't know why. I asked Deck, I said, well, why he pick them green? She said, I don't know. So I reckon he's scared the old rock. I said, he's going to rotten them in the house? She said, I don't know, Miss Daisy, what he gonna do with them? She said, I just seen him. Got him out there in the bus. He had picked some yesterday evening. Had him sitting on the porch in the bucket.
He's afraid they rot, isn't he?
Well, Mr. Mahan, just they're going to rot, they'll rot right on.
In the bucket?
Sure, they'll rot in the bucket. Piled up there. I'll let them stay on the vine until they get ripe, unless somebody wants to buy some greens. Well, I won't buy no greens. I won't buy one when I can eat it now.
You don't want to have to ripen it?
No.
Well, unless they get so ripe already, they won't ripen, Miss Daisy.
That's right. You got to get some ripe.
Yeah.
And then you pick them.
They got to turn a little bit before That's they'll right. start that ripening, haven't they?
Just green is divine. I don't see. Yeah. I ain't seen nobody doing like that.
Well, now, J.R. hadn't turned up since Miss Bessie been feeling bad.
Oh, yes. He's been there. I think he was there twice last week. But she didn't fix him. No. He went down to Darcy. She fixed it for him.
Well, Darcy got in on that.
Mm-hmm. Whenever Bessie ain't able, me and Darcy.